Good afternoon and thank you for coming. I'm here to announce that I have just signed a series of decisions intended to make the entities and the state fulfill certain of their outstanding obligations under the Birchco final award. My principal deputy and the supervisor of Birchco District, Rafi Gregorian, will fill you in on these details. I want to say at the outset that I'm in a way not happy that I have had to use my powers in this way. It's really lamentable because I'm having to enact into law issues which the entities should have done 9 years ago. In September 2000, the entity signed a memorandum of understanding with then Supervisor Matthews and the Mayor of Birchco on the implementation of entity obligations from the final arbitral award for Birchco. A month later, they signed a series of specific agreements covering a whole range of these entity obligations. And again in September 2001, additional agreements were signed. Let me point out that the same parties that were in the RS and Federation governments then are the same ones in power in the entities today. Despite that, no serious effort was ever made then or now to implement these signed agreements related to entity obligations under the final award. The nearly decade-long lack of action certainly calls into question how serious is their commitment to Dayton, the final award, and the rule of law. The best that can be said about the entity's failure to fulfill their obligations is that it was irresponsible. This is all the more the case given that none of the outstanding issues are specifically difficult to solve or have any serious political consequences. Quite the contrary, the only serious consequences arise from not implementing the agreements. Over the intervening years, Supervisor Dr. Gregorian and his predecessors repeatedly raised these issues with the entities in person and in writing. Promises were made to them, but never kept, including this year. In March, after the Birchco constitutional amendment was adopted, the Peace Implementation Council steering board politely reminded the entities of these obligations and noted they were necessary for completing the final award. The entities, however, did nothing. Instead, they took an illegal decision to deprive Birchco of its fair share of proceeds from the sale of BIH share of gold obtained through the SFRY succession treaty. You remember this was a case in March, April, when I protested against the fact that the government was forgotten in this share of the gold succession, and also Birchco was forgotten. We urged the Council of Ministers to correct this mistake in order to avoid a legal dispute being brought before the arbitral tribunal, which would inevitably delay a decision on ending supervision. In June, the Peace Implementation Council Steering Board took a provisional decision to end supervision, subject to this mistake being corrected and the entities fulfilling their remaining obligations on mutual debts, change of entity citizenship, and regulation of electricity in Birchco. The Steering Board set a deadline of 15 September for these obligations to be fulfilled, 15 September. Because they agree with the supervisor, there was no need to extend supervision, merely to wait another 9 years for the entities not to fulfill their obligations. I think 9 years is enough. The entities and the state did nothing. So in July, the supervisor and OHR proposed remedies on these issues to the entities and the state. The responses were inadequate and late, and the deadline passed without any of the necessary remedies being adopted into law. And so it is that I acted in accordance with the supervisor's conditions, as approved unanimously by the Peace Implementation Council Steering Board in June. The entities and the state must now be seen to adhere to these decisions, for that it is the only way in which the supervisor will be in a position to notify the arbitral tribunal that the entities have met their obligations under the final award, a notification which is a vital last step for the steering board to formally terminate supervision in November. And this is our goal, to terminate the supervision in November. Thank you for your attention. I will now hand you over to Dr. Gregorian, who should be commended for his excellent work and for this, which we believe, success story in Brčko, which is a district in Bosnia-Herzegovina, apart from some other areas, but a district which really functions well. Rafi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Hira. Thanks. Thank you, High Representative. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the media. Today's decisions include and consist of all of those steps necessary for me to inform the arbitral tribunal that the entities have met their obligations. Let me go through them. First, amendments to the state and both entity laws on citizenship, which provide a mechanism by which district residents may change their entity citizenship. This is a requirement from paragraph 1 of the August 1999 annex to the final award. However, the mechanisms for changing entity citizenship applies to all BIH citizens. Second, amendments to the state and both entity laws on electricity. When the state electricity transmission and regulatory system was established, Brčko was inadvertently left out. Over the years, the RS continued to provide electricity to Brčko, but it has been without the necessary legal framework to do so. And so, based on recommendations from local and international experts, Elektroprivredas from each entity will be obliged to provide Brčko with electricity on a 50-50 basis unless they agree otherwise. The State Electricity Regulatory Commission will assume responsibility for regulating matters and issuing regulating matters such as tariffs and licenses, which is entirely consistent with the intention of the final award and subsequent agreements on provision of electricity to Brčko District. I would like to take this opportunity now also to make an important point about the nature of electricity distribution in the Brčko District. The distribution assets in the district are owned by the State Transmission Company, or Transco. You will be aware that there have been a number of problems with Transco due to RS efforts to block the effective operation of the company. The RS has been trying for more than a year now to dissolve Transco, even though the law does not allow for this to even be considered for several more years, and only then with the agreement of the majority of shareholders. If anything happens to Transco, de facto or de jure, all its equipment and property in the district will thereafter belong either to the state or to the district. Or, stated differently, no company or authority of either entity will be able to exercise any control over the district and its assets. To allow that would be a violation of the final award, the addendum to the final award, and now also to the Constitution of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The third issue has to do with the BIH law on distribution of succession assets. This is the law which the BIH Council Ministers adopted on Monday. Previous asset distributions had been done on the basis of the law, as required by the Constitution itself. This law, imposed by the High Representative, corrects the mistake made by the Fiscal Council in March and the BIH Council of Ministers in April, which distributed the funds without legislative approval of the Parliamentary Assembly and at the expense of Brčko, which is a violation of the final award and the June 2007 addendum to the final award. The law gives 3% to Brčko, 10% to the state, 58% to the Federation, and 29% to Republika Srpska. With respect to the matter of debts, the mayor of Brčko has officially informed me this morning that both the Federation and Republika Srpska have agreed with the district on the amounts to be paid to Brčko District as a settlement of outstanding debts. I will therefore suspend issuing a supervisory order on this matter and will not issue it as long as the entities conclude a binding written undertaking by the 1st of October to repay the agreed amounts in due course. All of these solutions are fair and they are sustainable. If the entities and the states adhere to these solutions, then I will be able to notify the arbitral tribunal that the conditions for ending the tribunal itself have been met. A, that the entities have fulfilled their obligations, and B, that district institutions are functioning effectively and apparently permanently, the latter condition having been met earlier this year. These are largely technical issues. They should stay that way, and we look forward to their successful implementation. Thank you. I'll be happy to take some questions now.
I have unfortunately to leave because the Croatian foreign minister is coming to this office, Jandroković, but Rafi, you will be glad to answer some questions. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Ako mogu prije nego što gospodin Incko izađe, samo jedno pitanje. Danas je bio sastanak ambasadora Pika koji su trebali razgovarati o zakonu o sudu i tužilaštvu, o produženju mandata sudijama i tužiocima. Jesu vam dali preporuku da nametnete taj zakon i kakav je stav OHR-a o tome?
Stav OHR-a je sasvim jasan. Mi podržavamo vladavinu prava, the rule of law, u svakoj državi, god bi to bilo, i u Bosni i Hercegovini. Međutim, sad je još u toku parlamentarna procedura, prvo čitanje, drugo čitanje i tako dalje, treba još da to ide u Dom naroda. Ali zato smo danas razmatrali to pitanje u okviru PIK-a, ali nismo još donijeli decision, kako se kaže, odluke, ja, še još nismo danas. Hvala
vam, sad se
No, Birch goes too boring for you.
Evo sad pitanje za vas. Dakle, ovaj zakon koji je donijelo vijeće ministara, vi ste ga praktično nametnuli, što znači da on neće ići u proceduru, da, dakle u parlamentarnu proceduru, on je odmah sad važeći o raspodjelu.
Is the question, is it already in force?
Da.
The procedure is it will go into force once it's properly gazetted. All of this is contained in the decision. The decisions themselves will be posted on the OHR website later today.
Marija Đurić, novinar 207 TV Hayat. Ovako, zanima me da li je OHR uopće planira da se uključi u čitavu ovu priču oko blokade elektroprijenosa Bosne i Hercegovine. Upoznat se šta se događa i znate koje su posljedice svega toga što se događa.
Yes, in fact, there was a lengthy discussion of this issue with the steering board ambassadors this morning, which is one of the reasons why I mentioned the issue about ownership of assets in Brčko district. Situation is serious, and the steering board ambassadors have agreed to issue a statement which will be coming out very shortly. It addresses this issue. OHR is very much aware, and if necessary, will take the steps to make sure of continuity of operations. Follow up?
Još voljela da samo možda je malo deplasirano nakon svega ovoga i komentirati ove događanja posljednje izjave od premijera Dodika, ali recimo iz OHR-a jedina informacija koja je došla što se tiče posjete Dodika Biljani Plavšić je bilo da vi osuđujete. To je nekako više priliči da, ne znam, neka nevladna organizacija kaže da osuđuje nešto takvo. Također posljednje izjave neke kao stječemo dojam da se opet kao nešto veliko dešava u Bosni i Hercegovini, da je opet nekako natignuta situacija. Mislim, koje uopće zaključke možemo da izvučemo iz, ne znam, prepucavanja s jedne i s druge strane i, ne znam, izjava poput neće biti raspada i ne znam nije.
Well, first of all, we are, to remind everybody, OHR is the civilian component of a peace enforcement mission. We are here to uphold and enforce the Dayton Peace Treaty. And we will do that. And we have means at our disposal to enforce the peace along with EUFOR. So concerns of that nature, I think, can be addressed in that way. We have the authorities and we have the will to act in the event of a threat. Hopefully it won't come to that. Clearly the political rhetoric has reached an unacceptable character and intensity. It needs to stop. I would draw your attention to the remarks of Vice President Biden in May. He made this very clear. Unfortunately, the politicians didn't want to listen to him. They want to continue spouting what is essentially garbage talk about other people and about the historical facts. So I won't comment on the visit itself. I'm not aware of what may have been quoted in the press. We don't, as a matter of routine, comment on issues related to the sentences or execution of sentences by ICTY or on findings of guilt or innocence by the court. We, as a matter of policy, don't comment on that.
Dobar dan. Vi ste odlučeni da završite superviziju u novembru. Međutim, pojedini političari iz Brčkog distrikta su zabrinuti za svoju poziciju nakon toga, imajući u vidu da kreću i ustavne promjene. Oni smatraju da bez te međunarodne zaštite neće imati snage da se odupru tim nekim političkim utjecajima svana. Hoće li međunarodna zajednica i nakon završetka supervizije imati na neki način ovo područje u svom fokusu ili pod nekom vrstom zaštite?
Yeah, as I've made clear to the various political leaders up there, the end of supervision is not the end of concern by the international community. In particular, if you go back and read the statements from the June PIC, particularly by myself, one of the conditions I laid for the PIC to agree to was that after supervision ends, that the High Representative have full backing and freedom to act within Birchgo and on behalf of Birchgo as the supervisor has up to this point. So the High Representative's powers, of course, extend over the entire territory, Bosnia-Herzegovina, which includes Birchgo District. So they are by no means left on their own. Various embassies and, of course, UFOR and others have a presence in Birchgo. In fact, the U4 lot team is actually in my office in Birchgo, and all of these presences will continue, and the authorities of the High Representative will continue until transition occurs.
Posljednje pitanje, dobar dan, Mrsihe Navarić, Federalna televizija. Nažalost, opet o Dodiku, ali samo molim vas vrlo kratko, HR non-stop nas podsjeća na vladavinu prava i da su svi građani Bosne i Hercegovine jednaki pred zakonom i institucijama ove države. Gospodin Dodik je za beogradski nedjeljnik NIN rekao da će to biti početak raspada Bosne i Hercegovine ukoliko se njega bude krivično gonilo zbog, evo da kažem, navodnog kriminala u vezi sa izgradnjom autoputa i izgradnjom administrativnog centra u Banju i Luci. Čovjek ne priznaje sud Bosne i Hercegovine i tužilaštvo Bosne i Hercegovine i prijeti raspadom ove zemlje ukoliko se njega kao pojedinca bude krivično gonilo za zloupotrebu položaja ili korupciju.
That's pretty outrageous, isn't it? I consider that to be talk, bluster. Of course, he, as most people are aware, is the subject of an investigation. If that investigation moves to the next phase, then, of course, the rule of law will have to be upheld, and all people will be held accountable before a court of law, if it comes to that, him or anybody else. That's the nature of the rule of law. All people are equal before the law, and if the law enforcement authorities of this country, not of the international community, of this country, determine that there's a basis for proceeding, they will. If they do, we'll back them. If they decide there's no basis for acting, we'll back them on that too. Okay? Thank you.